This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Robert Wayne, plaintiff appellant versus the Washington University DBA Washington University, defendant respondent, decided July 15, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals Eastern District. Robert Wayne, Nome ED113127, plaintiff appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of St. Louis County, 24SLCC02739 versus Honorable Richard Stewart, the Washington University, DBA Washington University, defendant, respondent, filed July 15, 2025. Plaintiff, Robert Wayne, appeals the judgment entered by the Circuit Court of St. Louis County, dismissing his petition against defendant Washington University for violat ion of his rights pursuant to Missouri's Law Enforcement Officer's Bill of Rights, Section 590-502, RSMO, Sup P 2023. 1. Because the Law Enforcement Officer's Bill of Rights does not apply to private universities such as Washington University, we affirm the trial court's judgment dismissing plaintiff's petit ion. Factual and procedural background: plaintiff worked as a police officer for the university from 2011 until 2023 and became commissioned as a peace officer through the St. Louis County Police Department. 2. On October 1st, our references to Section 590.502 are to RSMO, Supplementary 2023. All other statutory references are to RSMO, 2016. 2. When not obviously referring to the Peace Officer Standards and Training Commission, the term commission, as used in Chapter 590, means a grant of authority to act as a peace officer, Section 590.1. 2.12.2023, the university terminated plaintiff's employment following several complaints against him and five resulting internal affairs investigations between June and September 2023. Plaintiff filed suit against the university, claiming his investigation and due process rights pursuant to Missouri's Law Enforcement Officer's Bill of Rights, Section 590-502, were violated. The allegations contained in plaintiff's petit ion included that the university is a Missouri benevolent corporation with its principal place, OF business, in St. Louis County, Missouri. For purposes of the Law Enforcement Officer's Bill of Rights, the University Police Department is a law enforcement agency that must provide plaintiff the rights afforded by the statute, and the university police officers are peace officers commissioned through St. Louis County and employed by the university as government officials. Plaintiff further alleged that the university violated his rights by failing to, among other things, provide copies of the complaints against him at least 24 hours prior to an investigation, conduct interviews while plaintiff was on duty, provide written statements in support of the complaints, provide plaintiff with a Chegarity warning prior to questioning, and provide plaintiff with a full due process hearing following termination of his employment. 3. Plaintiff sought a judgment voiding both the issuance of the written reprimand final warning and the termination of his employment, ordering his immediate reinstatement, awarding lost wages from the date of termination to the date of reinstatement, ordering restoration of his retirement and other benefits, and awarding reasonable attorney's fees. 3. A Chegarity warning is a statement intended to advise a public employee that any statements made or evidence obtained from any such statements which are required as a condition of continued employment can be used against the employee only in an investigation by the employer of such employee's performance of his or her public trust and cannot be used against the employee in a criminal prosecution. Such warning resulted from the decision in Chegarity versus New Jersey, 385 U.S. 493, 1967. Gardner v. Mo State Highway Patrol Superintendent, 901 SW2D107, 110 NY1, Mo App WD 1995, internal citations omitted. 3. The university filed a motion to dismiss plaintiff's petition. Plaintiff was allowed to amend his petition, and the university again filed a motion to dismiss for failure to state a claim upon which relief can be granted. The university argued the Law Enforcement Officer's Bill of Rights applies only to public entities and does not impose obligations on private universities. Without providing its reasoning, the trial court granted the university's motion to dismiss with prejudice. This appeal follows. Discussion. In 3 points on appeal, plaintiff challenges the trial court's dismissal of his amended petit ayon, alleging that the university violated his rights pursuant to Section 590.502, commonly referred to as Missouri's Law Enforcement Officer's Bill OF Rights. For the sake of clarity, we consider plaintiff's points out of order. Standard of review. We review de novo the trial court's grant of a motion to dismiss. Sullivan v. City of University City, 677 SW3D 844, 847, Moerdappin ED 2023. We will affirm the dismissal if it can be sustained.